Kumlerna Bat Gemara, it's Matzah Yom Kippur Tov Shin Pei Aleph, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, by the two dots. So it said in the Mishnah, Im Einoi Makida She'einu Boki, if he doesn't know the dinim or he doesn't happen to know any specific tree in the area, then we had this whole machlekes there. So the Mishnah says here, then we said, you know, whether he has 2,000 amos or not, and he says, I don't know any other place. So this is my where I am right now. That's where I am going to be. So he has 2,000 amos in all directions. We had an argument whether it's a sphere or whether it's a square, right between Rav Chanina ben Antigonus and the Chachamim. So first of all, I was going to say, where do we know this concept of 2,000 amos? Where do you know that, you know, this whole idea of 2,000 amos? Says the Gemara, the Tani we learned, I'll tell you how we know. It says, Shvu ish tachtov, that you should do, Moshe Ben tells Eden, remain in your place. Place, we said before already, a person takes up elu arba amos. A person generally takes up 4 amos. Then the pasuk says, Al yetze ish mimukoimo, do not leave your vicinity. What's a vicinity? Elu al paimam. That's the 2,000 amma. So a person has, apart from his dwelling place, he has 2,000 amma outside of the city that he lives in. So how do you know it's 2,000? Maybe it's 1,000, 5,000. Amar of Chizur, Chizur says, the madnu, we're going to learn a very interesting zereshava. We're going to learn that this pasuk which says, mim koimai, we're going to put in, populate the pasuk with a bunch of words that we are going to borrow via different zereshavas, and then we're going to conclude that the final word that you're going to add to this pasuk is referring to the measurement of a city of the Levim, which gives them 2,000 amos around the city, the perimeter of the city. So too, over here, Ayisha Ish Mekayma is 2,000 amos. Now, what's the story there? So he says as follows. Lamadnu, we learn out a number of Zeta Shavas. So we start off with saying, Lamadnu, we learn out, Mokayim, Lamokayim. What's happening here? Okay, we learn out Mokem and Mokem. We learn out as follows. By Tchum Shabbos, it says Al Yetze Ish Mimikoymai. Okay, so you have the word Mokem. Where else do you have the word Mokem? When somebody kills somebody by mistake, it says in Mokem as well. It says if Vesamti Lucha Mokem, I'm going to give you a place. But then it says Asha Yonus, that you can flee to. So suddenly we have a new word in proximity to the word Mokem, which is Yonusu, running. Okay, so Mokem and Nisa. Now we have the word Nisa over here. By our, we're going to borrow the word Nisa, running, and put it in our pasuk Ish Mekayim. And what do we know from that? And then we know another. It says we have the. It says Venisa, and we'll take the pasuk Venisa, and we'll find another pasuk where it says Venisa. And it says as follows, as if it says Ayet Ish Mekayim word Nisa, and it says there by also by somebody kills somebody by accident. It says that you should run to the Ari Miklat, Asher Yonus Shama. It's that you should run over there. But in the beginning of the pasuk, it says, as Gvul, the boundary of Ari Miklat, that you will flee to. So we now can use this pasuk of Ari Miklat and use and borrow the word Gvul. Gvul is the boundary. And now we have something with Gvul that we can add to our pasuk here, Yetze Ish Mekayimai. And then, what do we do with that? Ugvul Migvul, Ugvul Milchutz. And then after we have this pasuk of Gvul, we're going to now make another Gdei Shavu, where it says, if the Goyel Hadam finds you, L'Gvul, it says, Mechutz L'Gvul, outside of the Gvul of the Ir Miklat. So now the word Gvul is adjacent to a word Chutz. So now we have the word Chutz. We put the word Chutz now in our pasuk of Yetze Ish Mekayimai. And what do you know about Chutz? And we learn Chutz Mechutz. And what do you know Chutz Mechutz? Chsiv, because there's another pasuk where it talks about the measurements around the cities. The city, the Ari Miklat, that belongs to Levim. There it says, "Umadois and Mechutzli." You should measure outside the city. As Paas came, you should measure the eastern side. Goes through all the different sides. Alpaim ba'amo. You have 2,000 amos. So we see that Chutz has 2,000. Then we go all the way back to Yetzish Mekayma with all the different Zereshavas. So we end up saying that what's Yetzish Mekayma? 2,000 amos. Says the Gemara. So if you can learn already from the cities of the Levim, there's another pasuk which talks about the city of Levim, and they have the word chutz. The word chutz, and there it's only 1,000 amma. Benelis, why? How do you know to learn from the pasuk of 2,000 amma? Let's learn from the other pasuk where it says mikira ir b'chutz, from the walls of the city and the outside, 1,000 amma. You have 1,000 amma. So l'cheira, let's learn 1,000 amma. How do you know 2,000? Says the Gemara, because here the word is chutzah. Donin chutz mechutz. In the two psukim that we're using chutz, both of them write the word chutz itself. So we compare them to each other. Ve'ein donin chutz mechutza. But chutza is slightly different, so therefore we don't make a gzeir shava chutza. Says the Gemara, are you telling me that a gzeir shava, the words have to be identical? The umaynav kemina, what's the difference of the identical? Nah, the Gemara brings this numerous times throughout Shas. Tanya, didn't we learn? Tanya Rabbi Shavah learned. The Shavah coin of our coin. If the coin sees that there's a saras in the house, so he waits 7 days to see whether it spreads or not, if it diminishes, and if it stays the same or spreads, he tells you to knock out some of the stones that has leprosy, and let's come back in a week and see what happens. Comes back in a week, and he sees that it came back. Then he demolishes the entire house. What happens if he forgot the first time to come and to knock out, to chisel around the area which has a teras, and he comes back a week later, 14 days later, and he sees that it's stayed the same or spread, she demolished the house? So we learn from the Shava Bar Kohen and the Shava Kohen that no, first that's two steps. No matter what, if he missed a week, he forgot, the next week, the following week, 14 days later, that's when he has to just chisel out around the area which has leprosy, and the following week he comes back. So we make as a shavu from the coin coming and the coin going, two different words. But the idea is the same, and that's sufficient. Zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. So how come chutzah chutzah suddenly becomes a problem? Says the Gemara, you misunderstood Rabbi Shmuel. Hani, mila, when do we say that? It doesn't matter, the word is the same. Heicha de leka midi de domila. There's no other alternative to Shabbos, so we'll use it for that. Aval heicha de leka midi de domila. You have two choices, to learn chutz from chutz or chutz from chutz. There's no question that you learn chutz from chutz. Mid domila yafinu, you learn from the one that's similar. Then it says in the Mishnah, we had a machlek, is a b'chin, anybody that says 2,000 amas is a circle around you, and the chacham is saying, no, it's a square around you. Which means that they act in the soon see. That means it's a much bigger area. Yab Khanina ben Artignis says Lukhaida Manushach. What does he hold? E East like Zayda Shava, if he believes in the Zayda Shava that we just said, that we learn ultimately from the Levim. By Levim it says clear the passing payas, he gets the corners as well. It's not a circle, it's a square. East like Zayda Shava payas, even says payas, corners. And E less like Zayda Shava, does bring the Shava, then I'll pay him Amim, another Hazi Bichal, no 2,000 Amis. And even if he holds the Rabbanans, you know, we still need some kind of a smachta, some illusion somewhere, a basis for 2,000. He believes in Gzeira Shava, but he uses the Pasuk slightly different. He says the Pasuk is seeming to say that he limits this all these dinim only in the case of the city of a miklat. But in other instances, it's a bit different. What do you mean? Vishani Hachad on the Krah, because it says in the Pasuk, when it talks about these cities, let me give you this, it says here, the pasuk ends off of there. After it goes through all these measurements, also in all the four corners, it says Ze, this should be for them. Migrish Ayarim. What do you mean for them and not who? Only in this case, you give the corners as well. But you do not give the corners to people who wonder, regarding resting on Shabbos. Rabbanon, Rabbanon says, because this faket, they learn kazeh yiyu kol shayv say Shabbos. This is how all those who rest on Shabbos should be. That all should be the same. Now, the big machlek is a shayim when we say that it's the diagonal of 2,000 amas, and we're soon going to see, we'll come back in a minute. When we say you're not allowed to transport, ferry something across. For Amos and Shusarabi, Minachayiv, Ad Shemavid, Hein Valach Soinun. You're not Chayiv unless you move them. The four Amos means the diagonal of four Amos, not four Amos. So really, it's five and three fifths of an Amma that you, Minachayiv, before you carry, Chayiv Matoida. Amr Papa, Badigla, Rabbi once tested us, he asked us, Amr, Shusarabi, you have a pillar, a box standing in the Shusarabi, and give you 10 tvachim high, but a dal 4 tvachim wide. What's, we say, we learned before that 4 tvachim is the minimum size to be significant and to be a domain on its own. Is it Hein Valach Sonin? Is it 4 tvachim, the diagonal 4 tvachim, or Yilay, or no? We answered him back. Lav Hainu de Reb Chananya. Isn't this exactly what Reb Chananya said? The Tanya Reb Chananya. Reb Chananya Oimer. Reb Chananya says, "Kzeh yiyu kol shayv se Shabbos." It's always the diagonal. Big Machlek is a shining what it means. So some say it means always. It doesn't matter how you're standing. It's always the diagonal. Which is Rabbein Tam Shita. So when we say not allowed to carry 4 amos, it's actually not allowed to carry 5.6 amos. That's what you're not allowed to carry.
But which is four am, which is a square, the square of four amas. So you remember the diagonal of that. I say 2,000 amas really means 2,800 amas, whichever direction you're going. Others say no, it depends which direction you're going. If you're going due north, due south, due east, due west, it is only the 2,000 amas or four amas. If you're going on the, in the direction of the diagonal of that square, those are going northwest, southwest, that's when we give you the extra amount. So interesting machlekes.
Says the Gemara further. Zehu she'amru. It says in our Mishnah. Okay, so in our Mishnah, quickly remind you. So in our Mishnah, we have a number of cases. Case number one is somebody's traveling on the road and suddenly it's Shabbos, and he therefore is, what should he do? And he wants to get home. And it's more than 2,000 amos away from his home. So he nominates a tree, a fence, something that he knows, and he says, that should be my shvisa. He's not even there. He's just nominating it. Well, we had him before. That has to have a potential to get there if he runs before Shabbos. But he's nominating, he's not there, and he's saying, that should be my shvisa, so that it entitles him or enables him to walk home, because when he gets there, he has another 2,000 amos, and he'll arrive home. And so we said that if he recognizes the place, it works. If he doesn't recognize the place, it doesn't. Okay. And so that's number one. Then we said, if he nominates the base of the tree, it works. And then the next thing was, if he does not recognize a place, so he says, you know what, where I am right now, that should be Shvisasi b'mekaymi. So case number one is almost Shabbos, and you nominate another place. Case number two is you say you don't know any other place. You say, you know what? I'm stuck here. Shivisasi Mekaimi. This is going to be my residence for Shabbos. So therefore, now you have 2,000 amas all around where you are. So then, after all that, after we have a discussion whether it's a circle or a square, then the Mishnah says, this is what we say that a poor person can use their feet. Like, this is a special circumstance. We allow, there's a leniency. We allow a poor person to make an aidiv without bread just being there. Now, we don't know which case we're referring to here. Are we referring to the case where he nominates another place? Or where he says, Shvisasi b'mekaymi? And even then, it's only a poor person that we allow to make, even though you're physically standing there, only a poor person is allowed to make that aidiv. We don't know, but Susi Gemara. And Rameyah then says, only a poor person is entitled to it. Rabbi Huda says, whether you're poor, whether you're rich. Okay, then the Mishnah concludes, and again, we don't know who the author of this statement is, that this din, that you can use bread, is actually a leniency, and for a poor person, he doesn't have to go out. Because really, ideally, the main aidiv is by foot. So that may sound like he made a leniency for a poor person to be there by foot, because the main aidiv is by bread. And the Mishnah ends, forget, the main aidiv is by foot. It's a leniency that you can send bread. Okay, those are the cases of the Mishnah. Now we're going to try to work out who says what and what are they arguing in. So we have two opinions. On Nachman Abchizda says the Gemara, two lines in the bottom. This is what we say. Ha'oni ma'arev beraglav. A poor person can use their feet. Amar Ameir, onu ein lono ela oni. The Ameir comes along and says, yes, only a poor person. We want to be lenient and allow him to use his feet, but everyone else should use bread. Amar Nachman says, machlekes, the whole machlekes between the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, in which case, remember the Mishnah had two cases in the beginning, when you nominate another place or where you are standing right now. It says Rabbi Nachman, the whole machlek is between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, is if you're standing right now. B'mekoymi, even when you're standing right now, Rabbi Meir holds that ideally you should be making an eidav with bread. Standing there is only a leniency, and therefore he only allows it for a poor person. The Rabbi Meir suffered ikad eidav lepas. The main eidav was with bread. Only by a poor person we will make them. Avil Oshiloi, but not by a wealthy person. Now, a poor person, anybody standing on the road, we can argue, consider a poor person according to some. Or a poor person's tak is a poor person. But, what do you call it? So we're talking about a place where you're standing right now, and Ameya says, even though you're standing physically right now, we'd rather have your brethren, not you. Avil Oshiloi, but not for a rich person. It comes along, in other words, if you're sitting at home, if you're sitting at home, which everybody sitting at home is considered a rich person, you cannot, walk over there to make yourself an eidav. If you were sitting at home and you decide, you know what, I'm going to extend my yitchum, and you're going to walk over to that place there and be there right to Friday night, no. That makes it doesn't work. Because you're a rich person, you need bread to be kind of residence. Rabbi Huda argues, he says, no, forget. That's a better eidav if you're there personally.
Because that's your mama showed that that's your residence. Rabbi Yudas of an ikud eidah beregel. Paket, the main eidah is by foot. Echod oni ve'echod osher. It works for a poor person, works for a rich person as well. That's the argument. If the main eidah is by foot, which is Rabbi Yehuda, or the main eidah is bread, which is Rabbi Meir. Ava b'makom pleni, but if you nominate another place, I'm not going to go there at all. I'm just nominating another place, which is the beginning of the Mishnah. I can nominate a tree, I can nominate that, and that works. When does that work? Divrei hakol oni in oshelay. There's no machlekes. Everyone agrees that that allowance, that thing, is only works for a poor person, not for a rich person. So now we're going to explain the parts of the Mishnah when it says v'zuhi she'amru. So the beginning of the Mishnah says this is what we say that's for per person makton l'lameir. This that we say that you can just nominate a place that's only according to that meir saying it. That's only entitled, only enables a poor person. In which case we're talking about, and now if we're saying that this is only Rav Meir who's saying it, that's where they're arguing. In which case they're arguing, not in the case where you're nominating another place, because we said just a minute ago, if you're nominating another place, everyone agrees that it's not a good eidah unless you're a poor person. So we're talking, it's Ramachlekis, why was Rav Meir? So we're talking about in the case where you're nominating the place where you're standing right now, Mikoimi. You're saying that this should be my shvisa because you don't recognize the tree, you don't know anything about it, that. And this is my thing, and you have no bread. So according to the mayor, it works only for an ani. And according to the Yehuda, it works for an ani and an usher, because for Kert, if you're there, it's even better. You don't recognize it, therefore you have to have the place itself where you are right now. Okay, so that's Rameh. Who said the next part of Tres that faket, using bread as a coolant, if you're there personally, it's even better. So I don't care if you're an usher or an ani, it's your koinish visa, avish is abiyuda. So that's how, no, the kundam nachman, the homach lekis Rameh and abiyuda is only where you are right now, with your feet. The kundam Rameh only works for a poor person because the main aid of his bread. The kundam abiyuda, the main aid of is you being there. Bread is a leniency, so of course it's good. But everyone agrees if you're nominating another place, if you're a rich person, you can't do it. You can't sit at home and say, okay, I'm going to nominate 2,000 amos from here, should be my eidah. You have to be there if you're a rich person. And according to some, everybody who lives at home is a rich person. That's one version. However, Rav Chizda says, no. Rav Chizda says, machlekes, more complaining. Rav Chizda says, no, they're arguing when it's another place. That's when they're arguing. Rameh Sava, when do we allow another place, ani in Ashulai, a poor person, but Rabbi Yehuda Sava, echad on Rosh. But if it's another place, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if you nominate another place, you're sitting at home, you say, you know what, I want to walk, so I don't want to go, you know, so I'm going to nominate this in this particular tree, because I know where it is. It's, you know, it's exactly 2,000 amas from here, and they give me an extension of 2,000 amas. According to everybody, it's good enough. Because thinking that you're going to be there is as if you were there. But everyone agree, Ava the Mekoi me. But everyone agrees, if I'm standing in the place and I'm saying I want this to become my residence, everyone agrees that's better than putting bread down. Everyone agrees the main aid of is your foot better than bread. So if I'm there physically, of course it's good. The whole machlek of Yudah Meir is where I'm not there physically and I'm nominating another place. There Rav Meir says, well, it doesn't work unless you're a poor person. Rav Yudah says, no, even for a rich person it works because it's as if you're there. So now we go to the Mishnah. When it says Zuhi Sha'amru Mangton Rameir, who says leniency again? It's always a Meir. It says only for a poor person. But aha, but which case we're talking about? Not the way that Nachman learned. Aham, not in the case where you're talking about Mekoimi, the place where I'm at right now. Because that everyone agrees, rich or poor. If I'm there, it's perfect. What are we talking about? We're talking about nominating another tree. Koyaha on the first part of the Mishnah. Misha Babadelech, who came Friday night with Chashecha suddenly Shabbos, Lomru Ma'ar, and now, so therefore you are standing over there. And I may say that only works if you're a poor person. Lomru Ma'ar, Mepas, Ella Hakul. Bread is a kula, because really, you know, and therefore, it's only for a poor person. Mang Tonlo. Velamrin, this saying, Ma'arvin bepasa lahokal, that bread is a kula, because everyone agrees that the main aid of it is by foot. Ma'arvin bepasa lahokal, to everybody. Tanya, because Nachman, which is, Nachman says that the whole machlekes is when you're nominating another tree, another place. But everyone agrees, if you are, we are, it's good. So, everyone, So he said that everyone agrees, if you're nominating another place, everyone agrees that it only works for a poor person. The machlek is between the mayor and the Yehuda is if you are where you are. The mayor holds the main aid of his bread. And being there, we're only lenient with a poor person. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the main aid of it is by foot. But if you're nominating another place, everyone agrees that it's only allowance for a poor person. So we have this braisa that we're going to infer. Some footage, but we're going to infer. Tanik was Rav Nachman Echad on the Echadoshim Marvin Pass. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, you can use bread. Everyone knows, you can always use bread. And a rich person shouldn't go outside the chum, the yoimim, and say, "Tehei v'shivasi b'mekaymi." That's what mashvi should be. The shle amru ma'arvin. So you're talking about a case. You physically went there, and so you're physically there, and this is going to be an amazing opinion. And he says, "Don't go there and say, okay, I'm here, and therefore this is my ediv." You're a mayor. A mayor says, no, if you were home, and you decided you want to make an ediv, and you walked all the way there, you didn't bother taking a piece of bread with you, then it doesn't work, because he holds the main ediv is bread. And this that we allow, not using bread, is it's Friday afternoon, you were stuck on the road, you're a poor person, or even a rich person considered a poor person, and that's when you allow it. So that's the mayor. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if the rich man decides to walk there, not bring bread, just to walk there and be there, paket, that's a better aid of. The young man can say, he can clearly say, this should be my shvisa, but I bring any bread with him. On the contrary, this is a better aid of, because the main aid of is when you go there by foot. The foot rather than what do you call it? Than bread.
They allowed the balabas to send an aidiv via his slave, or his servant, his son, or a proxy, to make things easy for him. Okay. So here, first of all, we see that the machlekes of Yehuda Meir is, the machlekes is where I am. But Chizda says, everyone agrees that where I am, I'm there, surely is good. They're only arguing when you're nominating another place. Here we see clearly that the machlekes is b'shvisasim mekayim. I'm there. I walked there without any bread, and that's the machlekes. The mayor says it doesn't work for a rich man because the main aid of his bread, and it's only a kula we allowed being there for a poor man. And the Yehuda says no. The main aid of it is by foot, and therefore you're there. It's good. So already we see like Rav Nachman, and then the Gemara continues. Am Rav Yehuda ma'ase ba'anshei beis mamon. The story. There's still people mamon ba'anshei beis gurion ba'aruma. These people shei mechalkin gurayil tzemukel aniyim b'shnei betzoyis. They were distributing all these dried figs and grapes and raisins to the poor people and the hungry years. and they would come and they would wait. They would be ready, they would walk to the very end of their tchum, Shabbos. So as soon as Shabbos is over, they can walk the balance. Following there, they come. So they brought this a little closer. And they would come the next day. So what do we see from here? That they would... they made their eidah by walking over there. They didn't bring. They made the eidah by walking over there. But what we see here more? Why did they go there? Why didn't they just think in their minds that we are? Why did they walk to the tchum? Why did they walk? They could have said that before Shabbos. We are going to make our tchum in our mind. You know, makir they makir and elon something and say that's our tchum. That's good enough. Why did they do that? Must be because everyone agrees, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, that if you're a rich person, you cannot nominate another place. There's no machlekes, I'm Nachman's version. And everybody's at home, even though they're poor people. If they're at home, they have some food. How can they not have food? So it means that everyone is considered a rich person. Rich person, by definition, means somebody that has food for two meals. And since you have food at home, the two meals, not only traveling, they could have just nominated a place. Why do they have to physically go there? That proves that, like Rabbi Nachman, the plural Rabbi Nachman. Because otherwise, why did they have to walk right before Shabbos to the place there to be koine the shvisa and so on and so forth? Taking one further, and then the following day walk all over again. You could have just thought about it in their mind. It says in the next Mishnah we're going to learn tomorrow. What happened was somebody was asked by the people in the city to go and make an eidiv outside of the city.
to join them. So on Shabbos, they can all walk to the following city, which is like 4,000 amos away. So this way they can all walk. So what happened was that he started going that direction, and then suddenly he was told by somebody, it's going to be terrible weather, don't worry about it, go back. So he went back. So the rest of the city don't have a native, so they can't walk to tomorrow, but he can. Why can he? Because he's called the Hechzik Bederech. Since he started out on this trip to make the Ediv, it's as if he already thought about it, and he made the Ediv on the other end. So Michi Yotzel Eilech Leid, he was going to the other city, Shema Arvin Lo, that he was going to make an Ediv, Hechzir Chaveiroi, his Chaver convinced him not to go any further. Hu Mutu Leilech, he is able to walk, V'chol Bnei Ir Asurin, and the rest of the city is Asa, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. He was sent on a mission to bring it there. So why is he the only one able to continue to walk based on that Eidav and nobody else can? Okay, he didn't actually put the Eidav down because he walked back. We're talking about that there were two houses here, and it's exactly two tchum in between the two houses. Okay, so this person, the shliach, has one house in city A and one house in city B. It's exactly two tchum between them. So Iyu kivan the nafkele leurta. Once he went out on the road, and his idea was to go to the, let's say, a house in the other city, havele oni. He is considered a poor person because he has nothing with him. In other words, his intention was he's going to the other city to his house. On the way, he dropped off a native for the city that he just left from. But his intention was Bechlal to go to the other city, to travel to the other city. So he didn't really have any food or anything else with him. And so he's exactly like the case in our mission that we learned before. Mishchashech l'derech suddenly became Shabbos. So Havelei Oni, he's considered a poor person because he did not go out there to make a native. Even though he went back to the same place where he started from, nevertheless, he's considered a poor person. And a poor person, the fact is he didn't reach the place where he's supposed to put down the Erev. He just nominated, thought about it, because he went back home to the original place. But because he's a poor person, he was traveling on the road, and his intention was to get to the other city, so therefore he didn't have, he's considered a poor person, suddenly something happened. So therefore for him, the Erev works. But for everybody else, the Eidav doesn't work. So this proves that everyone agrees, that Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees that if you nominate another place, this special dispensation only works for a poor person, not for a rich person. The Hana Chashina, they're all home. And because they're all home, they're considered rich. Alma, we see, Kol B'mokam Ploini, that if you nominate another place, Oni In Oshalay, it only works for a poor person and not for a rich person. Shmamina, good proof. Maskno Rav Chiya Barashi L'Chi Barav. So Rav Chiya Barashi obviously was a private tutor because he learned a number of times with the son, Rav's son Chiya. Kamei de Rav, and Rav always sat in to listen. Echad Oni v'Echad Osher. And he was saying to him, whether you're a poor person, whether you're a rich person, so you can make an edit wherever it is. In other words, you can nominate a place. Right, somewhere else. Amlei Rav said, "Sayibon Nami Halacha Rabbi Yehuda." He said to him that you're going to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, you should tell him the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and tell him Rav Nachman's version, which is that only if mekoyimi, only if it's where I am right now, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. If I'm standing there, it definitely is a native. But if I'm nominating another city altogether, then, according to everybody, it doesn't work unless you're a poor person. So when it says Echad Ochir Ben Osher, Rav kicked in and said, "Now look like a Yehuda, but the Nachman's version of Yehuda." This is how Rav should learn from. Says the Rabbi Bachon Haverogel, Rabbi Bachon was accustomed to Osi Mar Tivna Lepumpadisa. He would travel from Tivna to Pumpadisa on every Shabbos, and he would sit Friday afternoon in his house. And he would say, he knew exactly that as long as it's more than a tchum, so he would nominate a certain rock or a certain place in midpoint and say, that should be my shvisa. And he did every Shabbos to go shiurim and so on and so forth. He said, "Tehei my place should be Bitzinsa, a place called Tzinsa." We knew exactly where that was. I'm going to buy my doctor. You're nominating a place. What is your opinion? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can nominate a place. and it sounds like whether you're poor, whether you're rich. But remember Rav Nachman's view? So you're learning like Rav Chisda. That machleik is a mal complaining. It seems that you're learning like Rav Chisda, that the machleik is nominating a place, and if you're to hold that you're nominating a place, even a rich person has the right to sit at home and just think in his mind, a place that that's going to be my shvisa. Oh, but Rav Nachman, you forgot about Rav Nachman. And V'tanya Kavosei. And we actually learn like Rav Nachman. We pass like Rav Nachman, which is that if you're sitting at home and too lazy to go out there and you're just thinking about a place, it only works for a poor person. That means only if you got stuck on the road. But anybody sitting at home, or if you're, especially if you're a rich person sitting at home, or others, Rashi holds, anybody sitting at home is considered a rich person and you cannot just think in your mind and nominate a place. So what are you doing? Amalei said, you're right. How did it be? I'll change my way of doing things. Omar. Rami Bachama said, "Hadi Omru." We say Shabbos yesh loy dal damas. We say that if somebody's kainu shvisa 3,000 amas, he also has 4 amas as well. But you know, you have 2,000 amas, then you have 4 amas to stretch and all that. Hanoisin is a ruvai. So the question is, if somebody gives his ediv yesh loy dal amas or ain loy dal damas, so do you have 4 amas as well or not? Let's say you put down the eidu somewhere. In other words, when we said before you have 4 amas, we're talking about you personally went there and you have your kainu shvisa. So you have 4 amas plus 2,000. What if you put a piece of bread there? Does bread also give you the 4 amas plus the 2,000 or not? Amar Rav says, Rav, I'll try to prove to you. Toshma, come in here. Le amru ma'arvim v'pasas in Mishnah. That the whole idea of making, of give, allowing you to bring bread is to make life easy for you. Now, you don't have to be personally. You can get a shliach to go there, your child to go there and put it down for you. It always make life easier. But if you're going to tell me you forfeit your 4 amas, if I went there personally, I'd have an extra 4 amas, and by sending bread, I forfeit it. How is that making it easy for you? It comes at a cost. You wouldn't use the expression, make it easy on you. He says, personally, you can tell me, he loses the 4 amas. There's a leniency. From a certain angle, it's a chumra, it's a cost. Says, nevertheless, that's no proof. Even though Yitaka lose 4 amas, but you know what he gains? He doesn't have to walk all the way there himself. So isn't that benefit far greater than the loss of 4 amas? He doesn't have to bother, go personally. So there's no proof one way or another. We haven't resolved it. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem.